You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hi everyone, this is Stacey Lawson here. And when I'm not all jacked up on Mountain Dew, I love listening to Electrical Language.
Horrible, cold, rainy, windy day here in Swanmore. It's Saturday, the 1st of November 2008, and live from the Electrical Language studio, this is Electrical Language number 146. And we're going to start off with an instrumental as always. This is Ace of Space and Jellyfish. Thank you.
you want it to be over, just say. Well, if you wanna think about it, contemplate. The places and the faces change, but the bullshit, it stays the same. This life that you're living is suddenly rearranged. You're deranged. Deranged. You want no confrontation, so you hide. Existing
Well, there we are. I hope you enjoyed those three songs from the podcast. Yesterday morning, I inflicted them. I think that's probably the right word on Jessica. We were driving around in the car doing various bits and pieces, and I played her the running order I'd put together for the podcast. And I think it's fair to say that, yes, my 15-year-old daughter didn't enjoy everything. She said it was all interesting. She did like that last song, though, which was Deranged by Stacey Lawson. Now, you heard Stacey right at the beginning of the podcast telling us all about drinking Mountain Dew and getting jacked up on drinking Mountain Dew. And I do hope Mountain Dew is just water found on mountainsides first thing in the morning. I haven't bothered Googling just in case it's something inappropriate, but I'm sure it isn't. Anyway, so that was Stacey Lawson and her song Deranged. Now, Stacey is from Huntington in West Virginia, and there is probably a connection, therefore, between Stacey Lawson and one of the other artists I'm going to play in today's podcast. If you know what that connection might be, or think you know what that connection might be, why not send me an email and let me know, and I'll see if I can find some kind of a prize for you. Anyway, so she basically has been singing around in the clubs in Huntington in West Virginia for a number of years, and recently has met up with I'm sure that, oh, here it is, Jeff Westlake from Hydrogen, who has helped write and produce the music, and I believe was responsible for the guitar solo. And it's a while since I've heard had a good guitar solo on the podcast, but anyway, Jeff Westlake was responsible for that. So you can find Stacey Lawson, I'm sure we can find her somewhere. Her website is stacylawson.com, and that's StaceeLawson.com, and myspace.com/ StaceenLO8. That's Stacen, and it's either, I think it's the letter L rather than numeral 108. So easiest thing, if you weren't able to write all that down, is go to the website at www.electricallanguage.co.uk and click on the show notes for Electrical Language number 146, and there you will see the links. She's got an album out called Deranged, which she kindly sent me, and actually I've been quite enjoying listening to that. I thought the sort of the concept, the pretense of the album might be that it's Stacey who is deranged, but listening to that song, no, it's someone else who is. So apologies there, Stacey, but many thanks for the introduction at the top of the podcast. Now, first song, the instrumental on the podcast was Ace of Space, and the that's the band, and the track was called Jellyfish. Trying to find out things about Ace of Space, well, they've got a MySpace, which is myspace.com/ Ace of Space UK, and apart from that tells us very little, other than that they are old school electronica soundtracks and remixes, and they've been played on a number of the podcasts that are in my sort of circle group, and particularly the Made in the UK group. Now let's just have a look at what, if anything, the Ace of Space website at badrobot.co.uk/Ace of Space gives us, and it gives us nothing. So there we are. That's all I can tell you about Ace of Space. In between, there was something in between, and I've lost it. No, here it is. Was a band called Satellite State, and their song is Plans. That was emailed to me a couple of weeks ago. Satellite State is a band that was formed in Guildford in Surrey in late 2005, and they've continually attracted attention as well as receiving great reviews ever since. They've played increasingly prestigious slots. They've been on the Surrey Guildfest stage July this year, and they've had local and national airplay, including on Radio 1, and they are coming along. And that was an enjoyable song. Let's just see if I can give you their website, which is www.satellitestate.com, or myspace.com/satellitestatemusic, and that's that. Now I'm going to move on with another artist in a moment, so I just need to go to his page. It's the artist is Val Emick, which is he's V-A-L, and then the surname is E-M-M-I-C-H. I'm saying all that because I'm waiting for this page to load up. He's got a very good LP. Does anyone have LPs out? He's got a CD out. It's called Little Daggers, and I've again kindly had that made available to me to download. Really, really enjoy it. Now Val Emick is from Jersey City in New Jersey. Fairly sort of poppy, Elvis Costello-y, I would say, although the comparisons and influences I'm given don't include Elvis Costello. Never mind. Now the about bit on his bio tells us that he says that songs can be powerful tools like weapons. In the past, the weapons of choice for warfare were swords, spears, even longbows, but nowadays you may find that words feature just as much. Gosh, it's a long bio, and I'm not going to sort of read all of it out by any means. Anyway, this is a really enjoyable song that I've chosen from Val Emick's album Little Daggers, and the song that I'm going to play is called Get On With It.
Stuck inside my chest, I'm about as ready now as I'll ever get.
Yes, so that was Get On With It by Val Emick, and I do recommend his album Little Daggers. Well worth a listen, well worth getting hold of. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we did on Wednesday by way of introduction to the song I'm going to play next. Wednesday was Jessica's birthday, and she wanted to go over to her grandfather's, which is indeed where we went for the afternoon and the evening, but it happened to be not very far from a place that was holding an exhibition of the photography of Lee Miller. Now, if you haven't heard of Lee Miller, do bear with me. Lee Miller was a photographer in, I suppose, the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and she was also a model and muse for various surrealist artists such as Man Ray, the photographer, Pablo Picasso, and various other people. And she was in the 30s a fashion photographer for Vogue magazine. She took portrait photographs, that kind of thing. In about 1942, she became a war photographer, again for Vogue magazine. And she photographs taken with the American forces going from D-Day onwards through Europe into Germany, and finally meeting up with the Russians at the end of the war, contains some very powerful and sometimes disturbing images, particularly those taken around the concentration camps at Dachau. And actually, I think it's amazing that someone could witness all that and take, in an almost detached way, some pretty, well, some pretty brutal photographs of well, what were brutal scenes. And all these were taken with a small Rolle camera, a Rolle Flex, which didn't have zoom lenses, so to get some of these images she had to get up really close and personal. And no wonder that later in life, after the war, she I believe suffered from depression. Now, so we saw an exhibition of her photographs, and if you're interested in finding out more, I'm going to put a link in to the Lee Miller Archive website, which is leemiller.co.uk, and it's a very well put together website maintained by her son, Anthony Penrose. I'll take a look. But anyway, so that's the background to this song that I'm going to play, and it includes references to Lee Miller's work, and you'll see even one of the things she did, and there was certainly, I've seen a photograph of it, I'm not sure if it's in the archive, but one of the photographs is of Lee Miller in Hitler's bath shortly after Adolf Hitler had committed suicide. So that will help you understand this song, which is by The Endless. The song itself is called Lee Miller. Now, The Endless I discovered purely by accident, browsing around the Podsafe Music Network in about April this year, and they're definitely one of my finds of the year. I think I played three of their songs before, no, four of them before. And this one, Lee Miller, I'm playing again, and well, now you understand why. You can find The Endless at myspace.com/TheEndless or at theendlessband.com. They are Adriana Rose, sings beautifully and powerfully, lovely voice, and David Rose, who provides all the instrumentals. They've got an album out called Somniloquy, or an album coming out. It, on the MySpace page, it says due out in October 2008, but I don't think it's out yet. I've bought The Republic of Heaven, their previous album. That's well worth getting hold of. And I also bought a download from CD Baby, the sort of EP, seven-song EP called And I'm the Queen of the Moon. Brilliant. Well worth getting hold of. Anyway, that's it. Enough of me. This is Lee Miller by The Endless. Every picture, every lens.
the life became the dream. The dream is smoldering. You let the light soak in my photograph. Nothing scares me anymore, not death or destiny. I am but a witness to the breath of what we can and should not be. And if this is hell, it's a slow burn.
Thank you.
Oops, 35 minutes in exactly, and this is going to be a long podcast. Sorry about that, or maybe I'm not. Tell me. Let me know. I made a comment last week or the week before about length of the podcast, and if you think it's too long, let me know. That was Kira Fontana and a song called Love. Now, Kira Fontana, what can I tell you? Well, actually, I noticed, I think it was yesterday morning, I was sort of looking at my MP3 player, and people love to add something called genre to the ID3 tags, and some of the things I've was looking through and thinking, well, what is it that's of this genre? Oh, really? Well, that's not how I classify that particular type of music or song. Anyway, I noticed there was came up one of the genres that's been used in ID3 tags, and I've never spotted this before, is unclassifiable. And I thought, well, what is that? What's the unclassifiable song? And it turned out to be the album The Inner Revolution by Kira Fontana. And yes, I do think that that is unclassifiable, in that I can't easily compare it with anything. I mean, obviously, we get told what the influences and comparisons are, and I see references to Tori Amos, Bjork, Sigur Rós, Imogen Heap, Fiona Apple. Yes, maybe, but actually I have to say that I think Kira Fontana has produced a style of music that I can't easily compare with anyone else. I can, I can understand if she draws on others for influences, but she seems to have, to my ears anyway, come up with something that's pretty unique. And the album, The Inner Revolution, which I was kindly sent by Aerial Publicity, I just think it's fantastic. I really do very much enjoy playing Kira Fontana's music. Now, you can find Kira Fontana at kirafontana.com. That's KIRAFONTANA.com. And she's on MySpace at myspace.com/Kira Fontana, and various other places, and including Facebook, which leads me into Facebook, because I joined Facebook finally. As you know, I like to keep up to date with all these trends in social networking and things, so I joined Facebook about 3 weeks ago. I've got my own Facebook page, and I created a page for electrical language. So if you look at www.electricallanguage.co.uk and go down immediately below the post for electrical language number 146, you will see that I posted up about my having created this page, and there's the link to where you can go if you are on Facebook to become a fan or sign up to the electrical language page. And if you go there, you will see on the right hand side a section, I think that's called pages, or things that I'm a member of anyway. Just see what the section's called. Oh, come on. Yes, favorite pages. At the moment there are 17 of them, but if you you can see some of the bands and artists that I've played, that I've managed to track down, and including there, by the way, a page for Lee Miller that I was talking about. And so if you are on Facebook and click on that one and look in the sort of photo albums there, you will see the photo of Lee Miller in Hitler's bath. But anyway, so that's the Facebook page for electrical language. I tried to, it's got a sort of a forum type thing, place-to-post discussions, and please do post discussions or replies to discussions or post comments, anything. I do try and encourage a bit of dialogue with all the people out there who I assume are listening. I assume that some, you know, because I get these fairly healthy download figures, and I assume that some of the people who download the podcast also listen to it. So there we are. Do go along, be my friend on Facebook. I think I'm one of the fans of Electrical Language, so if you go to that page and look at the and who the fans are, you will see. Oh yes, there's my face staring at me. So at the moment there are 11 fans, one of whom is myself. Gosh, aren't I modest. So that's that. Let's end with another song by Kira Fontana. This is a long one, which is going to make the podcast really quite long today. Anyway, enough of me. Thanks for listening to Electrical Language number 146. This is Always by Kira Fontana.
Autumn leaves me bare and I try to be strong. It is wiped away from me. I stand alone. I've sheltered you from this, but I knew all along that I can't stop the one thing I don't see. I've waited for the moment all my life. You'd get the strength to see something in me. Stay.
So that's it, the end of the podcast once again, and many thanks to all the artists who've let me play their music today. They have been Ace of Space, Satellite State, Stacey Lawton, Val Emick, The Endless, and Kira Fontana. And as always, thank you so much for downloading and listening, and do join me on Facebook. Goodbye.
By Lipsy.